saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle of rum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight on WWCR around the world, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard. We've got a great part three of the Choices of the Sabbath. We want you to stay tuned. I know you're going to enjoy it. We're going to bring you some very distinctive instructions about the Sabbath day and how to please our Creator. You know, the whole duty of man is to love Yahweh and to keep His commandments. Those that say that they love Him may say, well now, Pastor Buddy, well, we're not under that old law back there, glory to God. And I tell them, well, if you're not under the law, then you must be a lawbreaker. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have laws against lawbreakers, the law itself. It is defined by the instruction book, and the Bible says, if you love Him, keep His commandments, for if a man says he loves Him and won't keep them, he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. Now, let's look at the structure, the greatest basic structured set of divine principles defined by Yahweh Himself when He instructed the first commandment, second commandment, third commandment, fourth commandment, fifth commandment, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and the tenth. Now, within the framework of the Ten Commandments, every one of them was instrumental in the structure of nature itself, would teach you some things. You know that there is a higher power just by the fact that you are here and that you exist. You may deny it in certain aspects, but you've got to know that you're structured basically like the Ten Commandments have structured you to believe in. For instance, to love Yahweh. The first one is to love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Deuteronomy 6 and 4 would expound on it, and that's where it was given. Long time before Moses was given these instructions, Yahweh had these ideals in his heart, in his mind, and just like marriage having children, life or salvation, eternal, the eternal one, give us life beyond the grave, a hope. And these are all of the basic fundamentals of the structure of man, a higher power. The Sabbath, the fourth commandment, was Yahweh's basic structure for you to rest. Now, he had something in mind, not that you just park your carcass and lay dead somewhere, or passed out, or do your own pleasures, as he instructed the people in Isaiah 58:13, that if they would refrain from doing their pleasures, their own pleasures, or seek their own gain, or their own ideals about what he meant by it, and to come and to serve him and to seek him, that was what his purpose was, for you to learn about him. Of all the things in the world, you go to school, and you study, you go to college, you spend all of, or most of your life, in a learning mode. And yet, very few people, and they go to church now, but ladies and gentlemen, just because you go and park your carcass in a church and sit on a pew and open your pocketbook and go home and say you've done God a service, That's not what it's all about. This is about service, dedication. What do you think that Yahweh's original intention was in giving the gift of the Sabbath to the house of Israel? Why did he give it to them? What purpose was it? And if you worship on a Saturday, why do you worship on a Saturday? If you worship on a Sunday, why do you worship on a Sunday? If you worship on a Friday, why do you worship on a Friday? If you worship on a solar day, as some do, why do you do that? You have to have justification or biblical ideals about the performance or the reason that you're doing certain things. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to answer to the Eternal One when you bow the knee. And then he's going to say, did you keep my commandments? And then if you are trained with the 501(c), they say, oh, we're not under those no more. Then Yahweh said, okay, it was all right for you to murder, all right for you to steal, all right for you to not love me. And of course they're going to say, well, no, Lord. I believe in loving you, and I believe in serving you. Well, he said, what is it about the ten that you don't believe? What is it that you're not under? And so then, ladies and gentlemen, when you really look at the basic fundamental of the ten structured instruction sheets, and if all else fails in life, read the instructions, stupid. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. One of the most difficult challenges in the world is to unplug your preconceived ideals or your cultural or traditional family ties and such things and come honestly and naked and open and truthful and seek Yahweh and His Word and to obey His will. That's what the whole duty of man is to love Yahweh and to keep His commandment. Now, if you love Him, you're going to earnestly contend for the day that Yahweh set aside to say, remember this day. Now, let's look at some of the aspects of the different formulations that man has suggested that we keep, and let's look into it and see if it will bear or hold up under the scrutiny of the Word of Yahweh. The Bible said, prove all things and search the Scriptures, for in you think you have eternal life. You don't have any. It may be a standard procedure and a way for you to go and to worship on Sunday. And you say, well, now, bless God, that's as good a day as any now, Pastor Buddy. Now, we get off on Saturday and Sunday, and I don't have to work. Now, I don't have to go in the old slave mill, and that's when our church opens the doors, and that's when I'm going to be there. Glory to God. Have you ever sat down and wondered why your church opens the door on Sunday? Have you ever bothered to ask? Does it really matter? You say, well, no, well, no, of course not, Pastor. But you know that it's the day that you want to set aside to worship. Now, God loves you, honey. Any day will do, just so that you remember one of them. That's generally what you get from a Christian. But is that biblical true? Does Yahweh himself, does he formulate, did he frame, and did he have what is called a day for you to come before him? Is there a structured weekly or a monthly or a yearly time mechanism designed by the Creator, orchestrated and put forth and told you to keep them? The Bible said, let every man, woman, seek his own soul salvation. For there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. And Sinai, in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8 through 11, we started in part 1, the Ten Commandments are given to us. Did you know that Yahweh asked the Israelites to remember the Sabbath, and it is the only one of the ten that identifies the true God by giving his name? Now, have you ever thought about that? Here in 28 through 11, it says, and I'm reading from the King James and quoting, and I'll give you the proper Hebrew quotation right here, just following it. But to give you what the King James says, the Lord your God, the one who made the heavens and the earth, the Creator, the Lord God commanded you to remember the Sabbath day, and as a reminder or a sign of his power and authority. So right there, ladies and gentlemen, with the evidence that if you would keep the Sabbath and honor it and come before him pretty well, he might reveal to you, surely, who he was. And that was what I told you in part two of my testimony, my own personal testimony, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verses 12. Through 20, I read verse 12, and it changed my life. I read Isaiah 58:13, and it changed my life. It put me into a mode of reckoning the Sabbath. I needed to study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing his word, and I no longer accepted the traditional habit of Sunday. I began to look at Sunday, and I began to look at where it came from, who orchestrated, who designed it, what system was used to tell me it was Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, the distortion of time of Daniel 7:25 is enormous, that they would deceive the very elect if it was possible. The second given of the law, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15, Yahweh connects and gives it to his redemptive work. Thus, Yahweh begin to associate the Sabbath of his creative and redemptive work when he again said, remember me as your creator and your redeemer. Remember is a day set aside for you to remember him on. You work 6 days, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one day out of that 7-day combination of numbers minus the distortion. Satan has come in to change times and laws. And it is a covenant sign between Yahweh and his people, as I said. I got this message now. This turned my life around. It is the only thing that opened up completely my understanding to the mode of operation that Yahweh himself chose above all of the things of the world. And it was completely alien and opposite of what I had been doing and practicing, and I was, of all people, amazed and sat in astonishment when Yahweh revealed this wonderful truth of how to determine his Sabbath. It is a mystery, and it is an exclusive right given to only those that love him and think upon his name and that are willing to sacrifice the change that it brings about in our life and endure the persecution of only the natural changes. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it has become a custom for Saturday or Sunday or Friday. If you're a Muslim, it's a Friday. From Friday night to till Saturday night. And then if you're Seventh-day Adventist, using the Gregorian now, the calendar of great deception, distorted time. And I'm going to prove it and have proven it over and over and over. And it is quite evident that the Gregorian calendar is not the official timepiece of Yahweh and his commandments. Did you know that the covenant that he proposed, if you will love me and keep my Sabbath, I will make a sign and a covenant with you. And oh my, oh what wonderful, life-changing. I mean, I changed. It brought me out of the Saturday, the Sabbath. It brought me out of the Sunday. I certainly wasn't into Friday or any other day of the week, but that I, by natural nature, I went to church when the doors opened on Sunday. But beginning to question and to see the authorization and who might have distorted time, it began to be a masterpiece of intrigue and deception and deceit above the work of man. It had to be inspired by the great distorter of all of Yahweh's ways, which would be Lucifer, the bright and the morning pretender to be. I will set upon the mount of the congregation, and I've done told you that that word mount or congregation is I will redesign and set times that I'll have the people worshiping, and Yahweh will be lonely. He will be pleading, where is my people that is called by my name? He will wonder why that so few are finding out his day commanded to keep it. Now, I gave you the principal formula in the book of Ezekiel chapter 46 verses 1 and 2. On the new moon, the gates to my city to accept worship will open. Well, what did Satan and the mount of the congregation 501(c) church, the great whore of Revelation 17 that sought to change Yahweh's laws and commandments and the structure and to move the people from the true way, the true day, into a way that seemed right and structure it to become a habitual criminal in rebellion of Yahweh that will not love him, will not keep his signs, will not seek his ways, and will not obey, and will not walk in. Now, I told you, when you find this true way, you go against the grain of tradition. When you find Yahweh's way, as we find out that he was the Lord of the Sabbath, according to Mark 2:28. He's Lord of the Sabbath. Well, that word Lord is Yahweh. So he's Yahweh of the Sabbath. And he said, remember that you are a person that is required to appear before him and become associated with him in the Sabbath to remember him and to keep it holy. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, now it don't matter now. You miss that day and you don't have to do this. You don't have to do it. It just matters that you just love him. That's the main thing, glory to God. You got to love him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're married to a wife and you're commanded to love her with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but the next time you see a woman, you love her, then how many are you going to love? How many days or how many women are you going to substitute for the real one? And it's the same principle. He didn't tell you to love every day. He didn't tell you to remember every day. He didn't tell you that every day was a sign. He told you that he would show you a sign and reveal it to you if you would keep his day. New moon. The gate opens. That's the day you worship. Now, if you work after the first day, and that's the, you say, oh, you one of them old moon worshipers, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. I didn't see what you are. Glory to God, that old moon up there don't mean a thing. Well, Yahweh said it was a perpetual memorial of creation, that he set two great lights in the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a redemptive symbol, and it connects the Sabbath not only as a memorial of creation, but also of the deliverance of the soul from the slavery of the bondage of darkness and those who seek to change times and laws. I'm telling you, it'll bring you out. It's a sign of sanctification. It's a sign of Yahweh's transforming power, a sign of wholeness. Remember and keep it holy. In Exodus 31:13, in Ezekiel 20:20, it's a sign of Yahweh as a sanctifier. He won't stamp you approved unless you remember it and keep it holy as a sign, and it will be the power that will transform you into sanctification and harmony and oneness with Him as the Eternal One, desired you to come and sit before Him on the Sabbath. It's a sign of loyalty. As Adam and Eve's loyalty was tested by the tree of knowledge and Eve turned away to the great deceiver, the charmer, the seam rider. And ladies and gentlemen, just as the disobedient work of the sign of the woman that fell from her steadfastness by listening to the subtle serpent of distortion. Oh, he was a tree. Yahweh is a tree. He can quote scriptures. Yahweh can quote scriptures. The only problem, Satan distorts the scriptures. The only problem with the Sabbath, Satan distorted the time and gave us Saturday and Sunday and told everybody that he would let us rest on Saturday or Sunday. But on Monday, let's just say that the new moon comes in on Monday and Satan just lets you rest on Saturday and Sunday. But you're commanded to appear before Yahweh in a holy rest day on the new moon. What are you going to do?
Well, I got to go on to work now, bless God.
You don't expect me now. God don't expect me, Pastor Buddy. God don't expect me. Well, then, why love Him? If any old day will do, why don't we just throw away with the instruction sheet and do it our way? But ladies and gentlemen, you're not at Burger King. It's not your way. It's His way. And if you won't walk in His way, go to hell with all nations that forget. But because the Bible said, all nations that forget Him, that forget His laws, that forget His word, forget His commandments, they're going to hell, and it's a spiritual time of revelation. You better catch the wave. This is the enrichment power of Yahweh's instrument of spiritual enrichment. He sent me to preach you the gospel and give you the truth. If you worship the new moon. You say, now, bless God, I ain't never heard such foolishness now, Lord of God. Pastor, buddy, where in the world did you get that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have give you instruction after instruction. I have offered you a booklet free of charge that would give you 80 descriptive instruction sheets of scripture references and to prove all things that the Sabbath is not Saturday, the Sabbath is not Sunday, it certainly is not Friday. Where are we going to start facing truth? When are we going to do away with tradition? That's what they were doing back in the days when they broke His commandments. If you worship Yahweh on the Sabbath day and you begin to experience a transformation of education that is changing you from the world and taking you out of the world, you become lonely. You become separated even from your family. And the Bible said, he that loveth not me more than he loves his family, his friends, or his neighbors can't be my disciple. His ways are not your ways, and his ways is certainly not the ways of the world, of the Babylonian system of Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't come out of that and come back to what Yahweh structured and ordained and instituted as a way that is right, as opposed to that which they've instituted to distort and to change a way that seems right. Oh yeah, I know the argument. I've heard them all, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the Sabbath upsets people more than anything outside the name that I preach on. It tears them, it tears them a new one. They can't take the change that it requires when they hear the truth preached line upon line and precept upon precept. But if you're going to please your Heavenly Father and come into His sign day, then you're going to have to go back and acknowledge the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verse 1 and 2, as the formulation of eternal spiritual power, as the sign of the Sabbath. And Yahweh said, remember and keep it holy. And if you can't, go to hell with all nations that forget Him. He told you to remember Him. And the Bible said you will be turned into hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. What is He talking about? Those that forgot His Sabbath and those that would not walk in. And they said so. We will not walk in. And tell that brother, yeah, he needs to take off on Monday and keep the new moon and listen to his complaints. Boy, it's a squeaking wheel. And the 5013 will grease it for you. They'll say, oh, you don't have to keep that. Don't you listen to that old knothead preacher. He don't know what he's talking about. Why, you know Sunday is the Sabbath. That's the day we meet over here, glory to God. And we've been meeting over here for years and years. Dad met over here. Mom met over here. I don't care if Dad and Mom and the whole family generation back to the time of Moses, where they met on a day that Yahweh didn't institute, originate, and organize, and command, they're worshiping on the wrong day. And therefore, they said, we will not walk in. Now, I remind you, if you look at the scriptures over here in the book of Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, it's actually the last chapter in the book of Isaiah. Beautiful. It's read in the 5013 churches. I doubt if this one is read in particular. But they just love that old prophet Isaiah. Did you know that Israel didn't love Isaiah? Did you know that they whacked his body and cut it and sent it in portions and called this great prophet a deceiver? And he said that from one new moon to the next new moon and from one Sabbath to the next Sabbath, all of the true people of Yahweh will come and worship Him. Oh, it's a little flock, ladies and gentlemen. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11 will tell you it's a little flock. My people are the fewest people on the earth. So don't get into this, well, now, I don't know now, the Pastor Buddy, if you got a church somewhere, I'd have them call me up. You got a church? I am the church. I ain't got a church. I am the church. And so are you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory, not some building with mortar and brick and stone. What's wrong with people? It's because they have been traditionized and expect a big church on the corner with 20 or 30,000 people a-hollering, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you can't serve two masters any more than you can keep 2 days or different days. You got to keep Yahweh's days. And if you don't come before Him when He commanded, orchestrated, and authorized it, you're going to miss the old gospel ship. And the rapture you expecting ain't going to take you where you think. It's going to take you where you wouldn't think. And the Bible says in that day they're going to say, what? What? You mean I haven't kept the commandments? I know it's difficult for you Christians to hear, Pastor Buddy. Maybe you're just a regular 501(c) church-going person. That's all right. You just sit in there and keep being fed and do your monkey shines. Yeah, you get up and run the aisles and say hallelujah. You better understand what hallelujah means. You better understand the structure of the Ten Commandments and the day said to keep holy is a day that is set apart and sanctified, and it certainly ain't man's ways, and it certainly ain't Saturday, and it certainly ain't Sunday, and it never was Friday. But it could be on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday of the Greek Gregorian. Yahweh's ways are not your ways, and your ways certainly ain't Yahweh's ways. So which one are you going to have to bow to? We will not walk in, Pastor Buddy. Lord of God, I just get off on Saturday and Sunday. If I can't go to church then I ain't going to go at all. That's okay. That's the difference between you and me. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve Yahweh. I don't care what you do. I would love for you to join the few and to come out of the many. But if you'd rather be with the many, you say, well, now, glory to God, Pastor Buddy, we ain't got but 15 or 20 members on our church, so that means that we're the few. Yeah, but you got 15 or 20 more thousand of the few scattered around the world, and you support the missionary fields abroad and all that crap. When you can't even save yourself, let alone somebody over in East Africa or Timbuktu or over in Beijing, China. Ladies and gentlemen, you better take a good, long, hard look at yourself, and you better become a true Sabbath keeper, and you better love Him and keep His commandments. For if a man says he loves Him and won't keep them, he's nothing but a liar, and no liars are going to enter in. And Yahweh's got a way. Yahweh's got a day, and it's not man-made. It's not the 501(c) way. It is not which is prepared by man or orchestrated or thought up, because we got some skillful thinkers. We got some smart people. But Yahweh chose the foolish thing. All you lunatics, they'll say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to wait and see who gets the last laugh. You know who gets the last laugh? The King that's coming back after a people that has kept the faith, that has given us a formulation of the fourth commandment and told us to come out of the world and to love Him and keep it, and it would be a sign. I don't care if the whole world denies Yahweh's formula of Ezekiel 46, verses 1 and 2, from the new moon. Oh, well, Pastor Buddy, now glory to God. You know, they did. They might have served that old new moon stuff back yonder. But see, Pastor Buddy, we're not under that no more. We're under Jesus over here in the New Testament. We don't go back under that old law. Well, you still don't believe in murdering, do you? Oh, no. Well, you still believe in loving Yahweh with all your heart? Oh, yeah. Well, you don't believe in stealing, do you? Oh, no. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you don't believe in taking another man's wife, do you? Oh, no. you don't believe in desiring other people's property. Oh, no. But they won't mention the fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Oh, they have justification. Well, it's the only time I've got to go over there and worship now, Gloria. That's when they open the doors over there. And I'm going to be there, buddy. I'll tell you what, they've got the singingest people I ever heard in my life. Well, let them sing. Well, they got the preachingest preacher. We've got 30,000 every Sunday. Good. Very good. But ladies and gentlemen, the formula of 46:1 will lay there denied. Open up your book and read Ezekiel 66, verse 22. Verse 23, from one new moon to the next new moon, and from one Sabbath to the next, same formula of Ezekiel 46. The one is said in Ezekiel 20 and 12, if you love me, keep my commandment, it'll be a sign between me and you. I will show my power. I will reveal my name to you. And they said, we will not. I will not walk in your ways, Yahweh. I know what day you want me to come before you. I know what day I choose, not the day you choose. But the Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 and 6. I'm going to repeat that in the faith impossible. But without faith, it's faith is the evidence of things not seen. Ladies and gentlemen, but they that say they have faith and ain't a door is like a man looking himself in the mirror and walking off and forgetting he's naked. If you can't become a doer, and the only way you can be a justified doer is to do it like he said. Why do it different? Why call me Yahweh and do not the things I say to do? And why do you do these things to keep your own tradition? And full well you reject the commandments of Yahweh to do so. He that cometh to me must believe that I am. That I am. I am the mighty one of Jacob Israel, and I am a rewarder of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I have fasted and prayed my living guts out. And the more I prayed and fasted, the farther I got from my friends. Until I literally separated myself to until I didn't even have any friends at all. Oh, some people claim they love you. Oh, remind me of Judas of old. When it comes to the test and the trial, you'll see what kind of love does unfold. Oh, when I walk up them streets of gold. That's the song, ladies and gentlemen. You can't walk there until you qualify. You can't go there unless you keep his commandments. You can't enter in to that eternal rest day unless you've kept the new moon, the Sabbath, and then work 6 days and keep the next day, which will be the 8th, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, no exception, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a revolving lunar application of time, and the moon will quarter itself out eternally, exactly, without fail, if you're on the proper time. And you'll look up into the heavens above your head, anywhere you're at on the planet. You don't need an imaginary dateline that the Gregorian has thought up to devise a timepiece and distort it to deceive you and send you to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh's commandments. Oh my, I feel the Shekinah, the lip service of these who say and do not. I'm sick of those type of people. I came out a long time ago and have no desire to go back to them that say and do not. I'm looking for the doers and the hearers and the obeyers. If it hair lips the devil and puts a kink in his back, and mama won't bake you any more biscuits. Mm-hmm. Gets tough when you have to give up those who only loved you because you was like the world. When you change to become like Yahweh, they shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. They shall be afraid of you. Pagan pride. Unrenewed heart. They'll never consent to accept the fourth commandment and respond with love and obedience, rejoicing in the goodness and mercy of the Heavenly Father, and giving such a personal care to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The proud pagan says, "Oh, that's not the way we do it. Why should I obey that?" Now, but I never heard that taught in all my life, and you know it can't be true. I'd have heard it a long time ago. Why are you just bringing it out? Because it takes intestinal fortitude. It takes a backbone like a saw log. It takes guts to preach the gospel because it'll separate you from everything that ain't like Yahweh. And I'm going to remind you, the one you sleep with may not be like Yahweh. Oh, yeah. It may bring separation. Your own children may deny you. They may cast your name out as evil. And they may spit when your name comes up. Well, let them spit and let them cast dust in the air and throw stones. Because if you keep the Sabbath and you perform the action of the command, it'll be an offering of Abel, which he brought the blood covering. And Yahweh said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This has been written in the blood and the love of the Creator who laid down his life for you and is the Lord of the Sabbath. And if you can't believe it, if you can't keep it, don't expect to go home. Because if you won't keep it down here, you won't keep it up there. And don't you give me this bully crap. Oh, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God, you know I love the Lord, honey. I got saved a long time ago, and I ain't been to church in 50 years. It ain't the building that you go to that'll save you. You are the temple or the building of Yahweh, and if He ain't there in you, you're not going to have the truth. But if He's in you and His Word is in you, Him that heareth the Word, more will be given, and you need to grow up. You say, well, now, Pastor Bunny, if I was to really start believing like you do, glory to God, I'd have trouble at home. Well, that's where the trouble starts. You need the golden clasp of the Sabbath to bind your heart and to write it upon the tables and say, as for me and my house, if the house won't go, go without the house. Forsake house. Is that what it said?
Well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe God wants you to give up your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to a new family. Your family may not necessarily be the family of Yahweh. You will join strangers, those who are hated and despised, and you'll come in common company by keeping the Sabbath day in supreme obedience and reverence, that you will quit following the ways of man or the tradition and unite your heart from one new moon to the next. That's how I formulate my calendar. You say, you write your own calendar? I certainly do. I certainly can't get one down at the bank. Those are distorted. Well, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, I certainly know when the Sabbath comes because I've got it right here on my calendar. Let's see now. See, Sunday comes and see when Sunday comes. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that is distorted and man-made. And if you don't renew and study to show yourself approved, that's what the Bible said. So I study and I search and I look for the appointments. This is the star system. Yahweh put three identification sign systems and asked us all to be observant of the sign. He put two great lights in heaven, the sun and the moon. the lunar and the solar. Then he put the stars. These are the movements through the heaven, and if you will, begin to catalog and chart the new moon. Work 6 days, keep the first quarter. Work 6 days and keep the full moon. Work 6 days and keep the second or third quarter, and then keep the final quarter. You're on the time of Yahweh. You're on something that the devil can't distort and change. But you'll have to do your homework, or you'll have to subscribe to the prophets that will teach you the truth, that will take the time to pray and to fast and to study and to sit down and work out a calendar each year. Praise Yahweh. I had a man from Kansas, drove all the way from Kansas to help me do the calendar this year. Did it? He helped me last year. Friends, let me tell you something. People that support the truth and pay tithes to hear it and to get it to you. We're not just whistling Dixie here, and we're certainly not trying to entertain you or tickle your ears. We're trying to give you the formulation for the way home, and this is the way that is right rather than seem right. And if you don't want it, go to hell with all nations that forget him and will not remember his Sabbath. Except you be converted and change. You shall not enter the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 18:3. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think that Yahweh and his ways are true ways? Well, if you do, don't you know that his way is not the one that you've designed? Don't you know that the Gregorian timepiece of the Catholic Church, who perverted and used Gregorian tactics of distortion to change and add days and take days away and distort the timepiece, deny the new moon and the quarters, and give us a solar application of time principles, this effect and that effect. Did you know that equalization? Let me show you the problem with timepieces. Every system that is designed to keep time runs into this problem. And the problem is, there is no way under heaven that you can divide divisible by 12 into 365 1/4. It is utterly impossible unless you change or conform to or add a system of timekeeping. That's what the Gregorians done. Is it biblical? No, it's not. That's what the Saturday people done. They jumped into the frying pan of the Gregorian that they hate and took her word that it's Saturday, that's the seventh day. It is stupidity. It is raw, asinine stupidity for them to come in and criticize the Catholic Church and then use their timepiece and say they got it right. Got it right? Do you really believe that the Catholic Church went back and got it right? And that's the calendar you use to go to Saturday or Sunday service, and you believe you're keeping the seventh day? You idiots that believe that need to go to the doctor of a perfect time. That's Yahweh. You need to have your brain washed and water in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins, as it is stated in the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, verse 12 through 20. Verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you. Exodus 31:13. My heavens, ladies and gentlemen, if you will keep my Sabbaths, it'll be a sign between me and you throughout your generation. Ladies and gentlemen, he's just looking for you to keep the signs. The signs is the different structure of the lunar application, beginning with a vernal equinox and taking the first moon, and then you're on a system of Yahweh's perfect calendar time.
You say, well, no, that's so complicated, Pastor Buddy.
Well, then let Pope Gregory figure it out for you. He done all your work. He just hung you a piece of paper on your wall and told you it was Sunday. You idiots keep it. You idiots worship and call it Sunday. you idiotic Seventh-day people who are worse than the Sunday people that are keeping these Gregorian timepieces of distortion, and Satan is laughing all the way to hell, and it's full of dumb, stupid people that seem right. Hell, again, is paved with the intentions of good that Satan turned into evil. The people of Yahweh kept the Bible Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is coming back after people that if we break His law, He's going to require it for, what does it say? You can't tear out the fourth commandment without setting aside all the other commandments. So if you don't believe in killing, stealing, or boozing, or running around, or doing all those things that Christians say they don't believe in, and yet they take any day of the week to worship and justify it. But the Bible says here again, if you will remember my Sabbath day and keep it holy, not some other, not some Gregorian formulation, but I will reveal my name and my blessings unto you. The weekly seventh-day Sabbath is part of the moral law contained in the Ten Commandments. It'll stand forever. Yahweh's yearly Sabbaths were part of the ceremonial laws that prefigured or foreshadowed the times that we live in. Let no man judge you in a holy day or a Sabbath. You say, well, see there, buddy, now glory to God, Saturday's all right, so I ain't going to let you judge me. Ain't what that meant. If you're keeping the true one, nobody can judge you. If you ain't keeping the true one, then Pastor Buddy's got some news for you. I can judge you. And he said, when you judge, judge with a biblical judgment and bring the word, preach it, and they that hear it will be corrected, and they that will not hear will be turned into hell with all nations that forget him. In the Greek it says that there is a Sabbath. The creation world, Yahweh rested on the seventh day. Then on the eighth day, He made Adam. We're right back to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's an eighth day beginning. The first Sabbath in the week is on the eighth day, not the seventh, because it's predetermined that the first day is the new moon, and you keep that one holy too. See, there's the catch. Amos chapter 8 and verse 3, and I've got a close it down here, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. This is part 3 of the command choices of the Sabbath. If you're honest and you're seeking and you are honest that you want to go to heaven and you want to keep the Sabbath and you're not afraid of change, this will root you up. This will take you out of tradition. It'll take you out of mommy and daddy's ways. It might separate you from worshiping with them. It might separate you from that and that you're sleeping with. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd rather sleep alone than to sleep with something that denies word or forbid me from keeping the true faith of Yahweh. House, land, wife, or children. If any man loves them better than they love me, they're not worthy of me. And if you can't be a man enough to set your house in order and everything come under that, then you got a problem above problems. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can write me tonight for this true Sabbath booklet I'll send to you, free and postpaid. We'd love to have your help. If you could send us a love offering, it would be wonderful. Thank all those that did write for the true Sabbath, I hope and trust. And if you have any questions, please, I'm here almost all the time, and I'll call you back on my nickel, and we'll talk about these Sabbath things, because whosoever commits sin transgresses the law, and sin is the transgression of the law, 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. And I wouldn't want you to be a lawbreaker, because you can't go to heaven breaking His law. If you love him, keep his commandments. And you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. And you can call me tonight. I'm live on the 24th of August here on WWCR, the transmitting Jewel of the South, right out of Nashville, Tennessee. And if you'd like to call me, you can do so at area code 423-626-2172. Now that's 423-626-2172. If you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, tonight down in the great state of Louisiana, tomorrow, business hours, 877-289-7439. Tell Doc that Pastor Buddy referred you to him. And Dr. Gary will give you information. He's got a lot of things that he could offer you in the way of health items. Got a lot of experience and years of knowledge in the things that we teach here on WWCR. If you'd like to call my friend, Brother Paul, up in the great state of Michigan for STEM Tech, his number is 1-800-253-2748. If you would like to hear more about this Sabbath day, now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about if you'd like to hear more of it, then all you got to do is write Pastor Buddy and say, Pastor Buddy, I need you to send me that booklet, and I'll get it to you, ladies and gentlemen, free and postpaid. That's all I can do for you, is to encourage you to love Yahweh and to keep His commandments. If I've done that, I've done my job, and I'm free from your blood. If I fail to declare the whole counsel to you, then your blood will be up on my hands. So I'm free. Let's get on the battlefield together and stand up. I appreciate all of my tithers, monthly supporters, and those that write me. May Yahweh bless and take a great liking to your cause. May Yahweh encourage you and keep you in good health in these troubled days. We're going to get the victory, ladies and gentlemen, because He's coming back after people that's remembered His Sabbath day. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Yahweh bless.